Grace. Grace is pulling up in front of that rundown apartment complex with those dudes outside who look as if they all cook with the Pyrex in that neighborhood that turns into a jungle after dark. I move my wheel into the parking spot and turn my car to park. Brothers get killed here every week. Sisters get robbed here every day. If I walk inside, it's a wrap. I know nobody knows my face. I see those dudes standing outside and read the warnings on their tattoos. This is not a place I want to walk inside of, but I have to. I move toward the broken windows and bricks that have been through war. My shoes scuff over the cracked sidewalk as I open up the door, the thing I once on the third floor. I navigate through broken hearts. This is a place dreams go to die. People look like defective parts. I start my search through dingy halls with folks who stand like firing squads. Each corner turn feels like a trap. This maze is made unsafe with flaws. Stains line the hallways like a map. The tile sticks to both my feet. I pass rooms that are dim like jail cells. People stare. I feel the heat. I reach the stairs and see defeat. Three men sit there with eyes on me. I drop my head and take a step and start to march up through their seats. I feel one press me, asking questions like a shark looking at meat. I gotta reach his third floor though. I can't let obstacles compete. I finally pass him. They start laughing. I look back and see them stand, but I keep walking with the railing wobbly under my hand. I have a mission and a plan, and I can't give way to the fright, the roaches on the wall, the blood and vomit-colored blinking lights, the sights, the smells, the sounds, the black eyes on the women that I pass, the missing teeth on those who lie down in this hall, this line with trash. I reach the landing and hear cracking. Dudes are fighting up the hall. Cussing echoes all through the building as kids play with broken dolls. The third floor is here. I'm in the hall. The cold walls echo with loud music. I ask someone where room 316 is, and they stare back. Clueless. Finally, I reach the unlocked door and hear laughter inside. The reason I'm here is for this. The handle turns. This is the time. TV blares as I walk inside. I stand there staring through the strife, cause laying right there on the bed next to somebody was my wife. My heart laying half-dressed and cold on a mattress that smells of piss, with eyes redder than dripping blood and lips chapped from that dude she kissed. Still drunk, she looks at me with tears and shame that no scissor could cut through. But I look back at her unwashed face and tell her, I still love you. Her eyes blur. She says she's worthless, but I tell her I still want her. She says that she's a lost cause and she thinks I should give up on her. That she's ugly, that she's evil, can't stop cheating. She feels trapped. I tell her that I'm right here with her in it and I want her back. I start to lead her down the stairways, past the hallways with the sound, open the front door to the place and stomped our feet across the ground. The fresh air hits her that she hasn't felt for days. We run like kids. But I look back and notice she still has her other hand in his. Isn't it crazy that I'm with her, but she won't loosen that grip? Isn't it crazy I still love her and still want relationship? Isn't it crazy I forgave her, though she's full of wax and dust? Isn't it crazy? Yes, it is. But that is how Christ is for us. I don't know if you understand it, but my friends, we are that bride. And I can't speak for you, but I have been unfaithful. I have lied. I have a feeling that apartment had rooms where each of us went. And if it weren't for Christ, our dry souls will be stuck paying the rent. What's really crazy is he searched under the darkest of cold roofs. And Jesus didn't come for perfect smiles. He came for prostitutes, for those outside with cardboard boxes on a cold and empty ground. He searched through crumbling doors and rotten walls, and that's where I was found. I'm not the king with gold and silver and silk pants over my legs. I'm that found prodigal son who was about to eat with pigs. I'm not the one who never ran off at the threat of sword or lion. If you look into my past, I've been that Peter who denied him, and it's only by his grace that he helps me to stand up tall and helps me fight against the sin that had ensnared me for so long. This poem is for the former cowards, for the ones who need his grace, the ones he searched for, who are unworthy to look him in the face, the ones who ran off, who he followed to the darkest of cold rooms, who turned our sore muscles to strength and gave us mansions for our tombs. He wiped our tears and took our needles, kissed our track marks, gave us water, helped our cold sweats, soothed our
our curses. I was empty. He's my Father. Never left us or forsook us. Right now, we might look our best, but who remembers that point when Christ came and found us in our mess? Who knows he didn't fix himself? Who has a reason to be thankful? I made imprints in that dirty hall, and that's why I'm so grateful. This poem's for two sets of people, for the ones who know Christ cares and for the ones still on that mattress who just realized that he's there. Do like I did. Look up and take his hand. Get out that life and leave it. Let him close the door behind you. Don't go back trying to retrieve it. No, he searched for you, just like that bride who ran away alone and let go of your other loves for him and say, please, take me home.